It's pretty common for Chinese companies to build our toys and electronics, but they're starting to build large-scale infrastructure projects too, things such as bridges and railroads. The Wall's Jason Margolis reports.
For a civil engineer, there are few better views than a park bench by the water's edge facing San Francisco.
We can sit here in this little park in Emeryville and look at two of the most magnificent bridges in the world.
That's William Ibbs, professor of construction management at the University of California, Berkeley. He's talking about the Golden Gate Bridge and the new Bay Bridge. It's under construction and set to open in 2013.
I think it's going to be a memorable project and something that generations of people are going to look at. There's going to be a single tower that goes almost 700 feet in the air, and then it's draped with some cables that have a very elegant catenary effect.
That tower, along with the deck, have been fabricated more than 6,000 miles away in China. They've been shipped piece by piece to the port of Oakland. Ibbs says doing it this way makes a lot of sense.
Today's engineers need to be more than a technician. They need to be a manager. So you're concerned about what you're building and how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take. I think it's unfortunate that the economics are such that we in the United States find it difficult to compete on big projects like this worldwide. But then on the other hand, as a taxpayer, I want the government to be thrifty with my dollars.
California officials have estimated that they'll save at least $400 million by relying on low-wage Chinese labor. Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger visited the Chinese plant, praising, quote, the workers that are building our Bay Bridge. It's not just California turning to China. Chinese companies have helped renovate the New York City rail and subway system, as well as a bridge over the Harlem River. It's just a taste of things to come, says Paul Ficca with FTI Consulting in Seattle.
5 out of the 10 largest contractors in the world are now Chinese contractors.
They're getting contracts because they're often the lowest bidders. Some bids are so low that Chinese companies are actually losing money on some large-scale projects. Ficca says that's a strategic move to edge out competitors. But he says there's a trade-off going with the lowest bidder.
You don't always get the lowest price and the highest quality, and I think that has largely been why some of the Chinese contractors are so effective at winning work because of price, yet at the same time not always effective in producing the highest quality product.
American labor groups have also raised questions about the quality of Chinese workmanship. The state of California is aware of the concerns, and state officials say they closely monitored the work done in China for the Bay Bridge. Tony Anziano with the California Department of Transportation says the state sent 65 engineers and inspectors to China.
We had a full-time staff that was on site. They were on site 24/7. So we had state employees that were living in China. So we didn't just go there and inspect occasionally. We were there for the duration of all of the fabrication work.
The lead contractor from Pittsburgh also sent an additional 250 inspectors to China. That's a lot of people making a lot of money to make sure no one was cutting corners. And those costs weren't factored into the initial $400 million savings estimate.
Those costs need to be factored in up front when someone makes a price comparison. It's not just what the number is when you slice open the envelope.
Roger Furch is president of the American Institute of Steel Construction in Chicago. He doesn't trust the savings estimate coming from the state of California, and he argues that any economic analysis also has to factor in not just what's been saved, but what's been lost.
What is the total cost of that project in lost wages, lost taxes, lost economy in California?
A growing number of politicians and pundits in California are now expressing anger that their bridge was largely built in China. The contract was awarded in 2006, when state unemployment was around 5%. Today, California's unemployment rate is 12.1%, the second highest in the nation. But from a purely engineering perspective, William Ibbs from UC Berkeley says you can't argue with the work from China. He says the quality controls and workmanship are top-notch.
It's going to be a bridge that lasts hopefully a couple hundred years, and it's going to be subjected to all sorts of elements, earthquakes, the wind, corrosion from the sea, and it's got to stand up.
For the record, he's highly confident it will. Zhenhua, the Chinese company helping build the bridge, is also confident in its work. The company president said, "When people see it, they will ask, who built it? This will really raise our brand image." For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.